We intend to exalt aggressive action of feverish insomnia, the racer's stride, the moral leap, the punch in the slap. The pamphlet that first attracted a young Adolf Hitler to National Socialism was titled My Political Awakening. Pro-Nazi and pre-fascist films and novels often shared a common premise of somnolent young men roused from their passive acceptance of the machine of Western bourgeois democracy. Is there any doubt that a young Hitler would have given Dead Poets Society a standing ovation? The film begins with the students learning poetry by formula, plotting its perfection along the horizontal of a graph and its importance on the vertical in order to find the measure of its greatness. You can almost hear Hitler denouncing such a Jewish way of gauging art. Along comes Mr. Keating, played by Robin Williams, who tells his students simply to rip those pages from the book. Mr. Keating encourages the students to do even more violence to convention, exhorting them to stand on the teacher's desk in a simultaneous display of superiority and contempt for traditional roles. One boy in particular, Todd, is afraid of Mr. Keating's new approach, but Mr. Keating browbeats the lad to release his barbaric yawp. Holding his eyes shut, he forces the lad to craft a poem from the bowels of his soul. Todd conjures the image of a sweaty-toothed madman, and with Mr. Keating's encouragement, he gives him form and function. His hands reach out and choke me. Truth, truth is like a blanket that always leaves your feet cold. Keating encourages his yawping barbarians to live by the maxim, seize the day, in a glorious cult of action. Following his example, the truly free students join a secret society where they adopt pagan names and meet in an old Indian cave to suck the marrow out of life, make new gods, and read romantic poetry. Neil, another student, is awakened by Mr. Keating and rebels against his bourgeois father's pressure to become a doctor. He wants to live a life of passion as an actor. "For the first time in my life, I know what I want to do," he shouts, "and for the first time, I'm going to do it, whether my father wants me to or not. Carpe diem." The boy finds his true calling playing the pagan fairy of the forest, Puck, in A Midsummer Night's Dream. When his father forbids him to indulge his passions any further, Neil chooses suicide over compromise, a similar ending to Hitler's favorite play, Der König. As mentioned earlier, Hitler saw the play 17 times in 3 years. Neil is depicted as Christ-like despite his selfishness. The tragedy of Neil's suicide shatters the school, and Mr. Keating is fired. The surviving members of the Dead Poets Society risk expulsion if they even look at Mr. Keating, yet they cannot resist his charisma. One by one, they stand on their desks defiant of their new teacher. These beautiful young overmen, united in their will, look to their captain and away from traditional authority. All that was missing were the Nazi salutes.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.